When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. There we go. Ben, I know everything's pushed back a day, so it feels like a Thursday because they just practiced yesterday. But it is indeed a football Friday. It is a football Friday here and around the world, and even though the Texans play on Monday, we shall celebrate the sport of American football today.
But they had their Wednesday press conferences and practices yesterday, Sean.
They did.
This is 3 weeks of me being disoriented by the practice schedule being screwed
up. Don't worry,
up.
You're back to the old Sunday noon aroos starting next week, pal. You can make
Thank
it one
goodness.
More week.
And the Texans are on track for an afternoon Saturday playoff game. So
hold up. You're getting ahead of yourself. We get the Saturday noon aroo for week 12, 13, bye week 15, and then we got Saturday football and Christmas Day on Wednesday football.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, I won't be disoriented at all.
No, you'll be fine, I'm sure.
I've got a much more valid excuse for forgetting to send the presents out on time for the 43rd straight year of me sending presents out.
No, this is valid. You've got a football game on Christmas. But for now, we've got Monday Night Football coming up. We've got football. I'm in a good mood, man. I am so excited just to sit and watch football Saturday and Sunday. Not like last week where you go, you know, I get to sit and watch football and then get in the car and go to the stadium at 3 in the afternoon. And I'm not complaining. I love it. I love doing it. It's fun. But this is the first time because even the weekend 2 weeks ago on Thursday where we had that full weekend, Amy and I went out of town. This is 10:01 a.m., men's tea clinic, workout, and then I am making a series of very poor nutritional decisions over the next 48 hours and sitting on a sofa and watching football. And this has me in a great mood today. I am in really good mood today.
Have they delivered my giant case of Daisy French onion dip yet or not?
Daisy floating around here.
Now that we're doing, there was that time of year where I'm talking about Daisy French onion dip and Daisy ranch dip.
Yeah.
And Clint and I, this is where we undo all of our.
All your good works.
our good dietary work for the previous 11 months.
Yeah, Clint's been putting it in too, man. Like, Clint, you can tell, like, Clint's been putting in the work.
He's been working out. Yeah, we're both about to get fat as hell.
That's okay.
Yeah, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
This is what I need the extra cushioning to protect me through the Texans playoff run. Yes.
Yes, I'm in such a good mood. It's cool outside this morning. Like, the air is fresh. I got my D'Amico hoodie on today, man. I'm ready to go. I'm supporting the head coach, D'Amico Ryans of the Houston Texans. Now, this Cowboy game on Monday, I'm very excited for this game. The Cowboys are a very wounded animal right now, but you and I were exchanging texts this morning. There's a video that came across my timeline, and in the spirit of being able to localize almost anything to the Houston Texans in the NFL, I saw this video, and I immediately, my mindset was like, okay, look at the Jets. And I can't believe the Texans lost to this team. Here is Sauce Gardner yesterday after practice. Apparently, their interim head coach, Jeff Ulbrich, former defensive coordinator, did some sort of tackling demonstration for the team for a bunch of groups.
He had a meeting where he showed, like what they need to emphasize with tackling.
Yeah.
They've been a poor tackling team. Sauce Gardner, one of the chief offenders.
A poor tackling team. And Sauce seemed to not take too kindly to the fact that this made it out to the media and that they've been getting tackling demonstrated to them like they're eighth graders. Here's Sauce Gardner yesterday.
We know how to tackle. We know how to tackle. We got to make the tackles. That's really it, you know. We've been doing it. Simple. We really don't need no presentation. You know, I know where he was coming from when he did it, but us as professional athletes, we got to be able to make tackles, me included for sure.
And we can talk about, was it insulting to be demonstrated? Whatever. If you're not doing your job well, you reap what you sow. But I'm watching this video. I'm like, I cannot believe the Texans lost to this team, the Jets, on Thursday Night Football a couple weeks ago. And I sent that to you. And your reply back to me was so appropriate. And you said, yeah, that's why I'm nervous about the Cowboys on Monday night.
Right, yeah, there's no reason the Texans, on paper, should have had any issues with the Jets whatsoever.
It's a great reminder,
there,
man.
There we were with Aaron Rodgers having his one good game from the past
seasons.
Yeah, one good half.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, he had one of the worst first halves he's ever had.
It's terrible.
And then lo and behold, boom. There they go.
Right.
The Jets have a magical performance against the Texans for the second straight year. Yes.
Right. So 24 hours after I anointed the Texans AFC South champions because the Colts have chosen to go with Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
I think it's a good call to get a little bit, you know, let's not get too at ease about this thing on Monday here. Yeah.
Sauce is really sensitive about his tackling. He went after fans. He went after fans on social media after last week's game. He posted it and then deleted it. Yeah,
okay.
That's what it was. Oh, and it wasn't fans, just fans. He was interacting with fans, but also Rich Simini, who covers the Jets.
He does their beat.
He had pointed out that the defense had 20 missed tackles last week. Sauce Gardner's was the costliest, and Sauce Gardner replied, "Yup. I'm 100% sure me missing that tackle at the beginning of the second quarter for a gain of 17 yards was the costliest miss, and that is, in fact, what lost us the game." Like, all right, Sauce.
He didn't say it lost you the game. He said it was the costliest miss. That can be
right,
accurate.
Right, yeah. And we saw, remember, Sauce kind of just made a lackadaisical effort at tackling. Was it Dalton Schultz in the Jets game?
I don't remember.
I think it was Dalton Schultz. So, Sauce, you're a big physical dude. You love to get all handsy with wide receivers and get away with it. But when it comes to getting handsy, once people are actual ball carriers or if they're bigger than a wide receiver, you don't look like you have a passion for it.
And yet,
you beat the Houston Texans.
You did.
Nervous about this Cowboys game.
Okay.
Yes. I'm very nervous about this Cowboys game.
I'm not going to spend the weekend being nervous because I'm just in too good of a mood. But yes, I'm
not leaving the house, Sean. That's how nervous I am.
I
were pricing out ham radios before the show.
That's a true story.
I'm ready to go into survival mode.
That's a true story. I'm not leaving the house.
AM radios, not ham radios.
Yeah.
But still.
Either one.
Surprisingly affordable, and yet still too expensive for an AM radio.
Yes. All right, now to the good news. Nico Collins is back. He's back at practice. He was limited yesterday, but nobody is saying anything in these press conferences that seems to imply that he's going to be another game-time decision on Monday. Like, all signs are pointing to Nico playing. Here was DeMeco Ryans yesterday on Nico Collins being back.
Getting Nico back is always very great for all of us. Nico's been one of our best players when he was healthy, so it's great to have him back, great to have his presence and the energy that he brings and also the playmaking ability that he brings. So happy to have him back and really proud of him for the work he's put in to get himself back.
I was watching the Thursday night game last night, Seth, between the Eagles and the Commanders. If you missed it, Eagles beat the Commanders last night 26-18. Jaden Daniels looks like a rookie again.
Two straight weeks.
Yeah.
Two good defenses.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts hit A.J. Brown on a quick three-step back, boom, slant route for 26 yards in the first quarter of that game.
Yes.
And I said to myself, that's what we're getting back on Monday night. Right there. Like, big, strong, got to lay off him a little bit because he can beat you deep. Like, Nico Collins is in the A.J. Brown class, no question about it.
Yeah.
And Jalen Hurts, you know, it's been kind of up and down for him. The Eagles are 8-2, but it's been a little up and down for him. And A.J. Brown had been hurt recently. He just came back. that you have that outlet as a quarterback where you can just take three steps back and zip a slant route to a guy who's got a 10-yard cushion, and then he runs over four people in the process, is a massive weapon.
All of a sudden, your offensive coordinator is a lot better at scheming
the quick
game.
So much smarter. Oh, my God. Yeah,
and taking care of doing things to help out the poor pass protection, all of that. Yes. I honestly, in the pregame, they flashed up the stat. I was just walking by and saw it. But I think I want to say they're 1-2 when A.J. Brown isn't playing. And that made me feel less guilty about just looking at Nico as a cure-all. That, yeah, A.J. Brown is very much a force
multiplier.
He's
the Nico of that offense. Yeah.
And it's in a way that wide receivers really hadn't been for a long time. You never really looked at a wide receiver as like, oh, yeah, that guy would be the engine. But over the last decade or so, we've seen that, yeah, receivers very much are not just an add-on force. They're a driving – the way running backs used to be.
Yeah.
They can just absolutely drive an entire offense. And, yeah, that's where Nico is. He's been the best offensive player for the Texans this year.
Yeah, I saw that one pattern in that game last night. I'm like, man, that's what we've been missing. And that's what we're getting back on Monday.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
CJ Stroud on getting Nico back.
Hey, it's huge. You know, I'm very excited to have my guy back. And just happy for him, you know, to, you know, be back with the team and be a part of a locker room again. You know, it's they're you know, solitude when, you know, they're injured. People are injured. You know, they're on their own. So I'm glad that he's just able to be around the guys again and, you know, be able to do the sport that he loves to play.
Why do they?
He was in the darkness.
Why do they have to be on their own? Why, like,
he's solitude.
Why do they? You know.
Well, because there is that. Because the way they do things logistically,
yeah.
When you're on IR, you know, they want to be sure that the guys who are actually practicing and everything get the training time.
Yeah.
You know, at one certain time where they still can be in meetings and everything. And then when IR, I don't know how the text, I don't know how D'Amico does it specifically, but there is a lot of time where you're not doing all the team activities.
Yeah.
So you can get your rehab in when the when the guys who matter aren't around.
Right? Yeah.
It feels very much like, oh, I'm a guy who doesn't matter.
I'll bet it does.
And D'Amico might tell you and hug you and say, no, you matter. But it rings hollow.
Then,
it rings hollow.
And then game day rolls around and you're just a name on a list. That's all you are.
Yeah, inactive. You're just a guy, and they lay out your street clothes for you to wear on the sideline.
Yep. No Kamari Lassiter yesterday. Not tremendously surprising, but not super encouraging either. He's in concussion protocol. Derek Stingley Jr. did not practice yesterday, but reports are that's nothing to be too concerned about. He's got a hip, but he should play. Limited Azeez Al-Shaair with the knee. He played last game. I'm not too worried about that. Blake Fisher with a concussion, limited. That was interesting. And Damian Pierce is back at practice. So they've got their backup running back. And Jeff Okuda, full go. And C.J. Stroud actually showed up on the injury report, full go, but with a hand injury. So some interesting nuggets on there.
Did Blake Fisher, was that known in-game?
That was never announced in-game, no.
Okay.
It was not. Like, where the voice of God comes on in the press box and says, update on a Texans injury, Blake Fisher has a concussion. Yeah. No, we never got that. So that must have been something they diagnosed after the game. But he did practice. He did practice. Yeah.
I wonder if he got hit by a parking garage barrier arm. That's another big thing that does people.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
I got hit by a barrier.
Half
arm
the
in
hosts
parking
on
garage.
This. That happened to half the hosts on this show in the last month.
Yeah, I didn't do it, and I didn't take any time off.
No.
I went right up, and, I was live streaming while concussed within, like, 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, you do your job. You play every day, man. Like, you just rub some dirt on it and
go. Do we even have to hold out Texans offensive linemen with concussions anymore? I mean, will there be any noticeable difference whether they're concussed or not?
Fair point.
Ooh, the silent count. The problem that no man can solve. Concussed or not.
The silent count. All right. It's a football Friday. We've got Texans Cowboys coming up on Monday. Monday Night Football. You can hear it here on Sports Radio 610. 4:15 is when Seth and I will get it started with Texans Countdown. The Texans lead their division. I feel like they've held up their end of the bargain on this game. The Cowboys stink. They have not held up their end of the bargain. Yet, there's still a lot of juice to this game. How much juice is there still? I've got a few good reasons we've still got some juice in this game on Monday. We'll go through that coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.